free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Csárdás Ehrenyüksel is a German film producer, director, and speaker. With his production company Cocktail Films, he has dedicated himself to the development and production of formats with socio-political added value. The formats focus primarily on people from minority groups, whose perspectives generally remain invisible. Csárdás' best-known works include the cinema documentaries Asylland, Gleis 11, the documentary series Rebels, and the Grimme Prize-awarded series Uncivilized. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Csárdás. Welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Your series, or the series you produced, Uncivilized, was just very recently awarded the renowned Grimme Prize. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a producer and director?
Yeah, sure. To be honest, it wasn't a straight career at all. During my teenager years in school, I was very interested in producing films and also music videos, mm-hmm. especially in film editing. And I'm speaking about the time around 2010, 2011. There was a time when YouTube was actually really big and I was watching tutorials on editing, on shooting, how I can create effects, on color grading for hours and hours. And I remember very well how often I've downloaded so-called cracked editing software, since it was too expensive that time and I simply couldn't afford it. And then when I finished school, I really wanted to become part of creating films. But to be honest here, I didn't have a clue how to start or who to ask. Mm-hmm. I grew up in an environment where literally nobody had something to do with film or advertising or marketing or some other cool jobs like that. My mother is a nurse and my father has a small taxi company, and the film industry, which I learned much later, to be honest, somehow considers itself often as pretty exclusive. And also, to speak the truth, is unfortunately too often still today a club of privileged people who can afford to do, for example, unpaid internships for months. And I could not, so I decided to study social sciences. I had some part-time jobs that time at the petrol station or as a promoter for NGOs. And during my studies then, I had the chance to do a paid internship as a set runner. And I remember very well that I was so fascinated of that complete new world to me of 60, 70 people working on a film set. And there was one huge issue that time I was very concerned about. That was how we speak on refugees. So that was 2014, and I started a small crowdfunding, asked some friends to initiate an independent documentary. And when we finished this documentary, Asylland, we actually had our premiere in August 2015, so almost 10 years ago today. Mm-hmm. So when we had our premiere, this issue became suddenly a huge issue in Germany and elsewhere, and this wasn't our plan at all, but this independent documentary got into cinemas all over Germany, and it became a huge success. And that was actually the beginning of my journey.
How do you choose your stories or commit to a project?
Actually, I think it's all about perspective. So the first question I ask myself is, can I contribute a specific perspective to an issue? My second documentary, Gleis 11, it was my very personal perspective as a Turkish-German citizen who has never had the chance to get to know his grandfather since he had a traffic accident before I was born. And it was my very private perspective of asking myself, who would I have been if my grandfather wouldn't have decided to migrate to Germany? So to make it short, I think the most important thing about choosing a story is to ask yourself, what is my perspective? What can I contribute?
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little bit about Uncivilized.
Mm-hmm.
From what I read, you and your team, you interviewed about 150 people about their experiences mm-hmm. with racism in Germany. How long did that process take, and how did you decide which experiences and stories to focus on?
I think it was more than 1 year when I have interviewed people on their experiences with racism again and again, and it was actually very important because it made me see the the value, the significance of how big that issue is for millions of people, not only in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between reading some scientific researches on racism or looking each other in the eyes when someone tells you how racism has changed his or her life. During that time, I actually had no focus at all. I just listened. And afterwards, together with writer and director Bilal Bahadır, we knew this series has to be an anthology. After we've listened to so many stories, there is no single story we want to tell, but a bunch of stories that have something similar. And the concept of Uncivilized then was to focus on incidents like 9/11 or Charlie Hebdo or Hanau.
Mm-hmm.
Tell not the incidents itself, but the time after the incidents through the eyes of mostly Muslim or migrant minorities. So that was our focus then.
Mm-hmm. Political drama, obviously, is not an easy genre.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the added focus of racism or the experience of racism. It can be hard to find the right tone, especially if you have stories that are based on real events. How hard was it for you and your co-creators to find the right balance for the Uncivilized episodes?
Mm, absolutely. I actually was very lucky to have Bilal Bahadır by my side. He's a brilliant writer and director when it comes to find the balance between drama and comedy. And that was very important for me for Uncivilized. So there are lots of scenes that will make you cry and laugh at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think that was very important for me as a producer.
Were there any particular scenes or discussions that you remember where it was especially easy or maybe especially hard to sort of make a decision on where to go?
Sure. For example, in our 9/11 episode, there is a scene when the father of one student is called to school since the student did not participate in a minute's silence for the victims of the terror attack. So the students, his father and the two teachers, one with the same cultural background and one native German, are sitting there, and the father doesn't speak German at all. So there's this responsibility of translating for your parents, which most of us migrants know too well. And also there's some insults between the father and the son, which makes you laugh and which you would never translate to your teacher. Mm-hmm. So actually right in between drama and humor.
I'm curious, what made you guys decide to film one episode as a documentary and not as a fiction episode?
We actually started with the interviews and all the experience people told us. So it was the decision to point out at the very end of the series that this is not only fiction. Mm-hmm. This is something that applies to all of us. It is currently our reality in Germany and elsewhere. So let's change it. And we wanted to make clear what every single person, what you can do after watching this series. So this was the decision to end with the documentary.
You already mentioned a scene in regards to how hard it was to find the right tone. Now I want to know, do you have a favorite scene or what you feel maybe is a, maybe not the most important scene, but for you, a very important scene?
Sure, absolutely. There is one scene also in the 9/11 episode. It is the very last scene with our leading role and teacher, Sahra. A moment when she packs her bag and is about to go home after this terrible day at school. And then suddenly another teacher enters the teacher's room, ignores her, and Sarah fights against her tears. So mm-hmm. That was actually planned to be a very short take. And when we shot it, this scene, this moment got so emotional to all of us mm-hmm. that our camera was rolling and rolling. And I remember our cameraman, Chris, looked to director Bilal, and he himself got tears in his eyes. Even our intern was crying, and this scene was at the end in our series, I think, 3 times longer than actually planned because it was so emotional at this moment.
Yeah. And very impactful as well.
Thank you.
As I mentioned before, you direct and you produce. Is there ever, when you do both on a film, is there ever a conflict between the producer you and the director you?
Oh yeah, for sure. To be honest, the director me doesn't care about numbers and organization, and the producer me doesn't care about how important the scene is when we don't have the money.
Okay.
So of course I'm joking a bit, but there is a conflict sometimes. But yeah. Also, to be honest, there is also a chance since you start seeing one and the same issue from two perspectives, which makes you often find better solutions at the end.
Your projects all have political messages and socio-critical messages, maybe even. And you've done quite a lot. If you could sum up your films or series in 3 to 5 words, what was the stories you wanted to tell with each of them?
Actually, 3 to 5 words is...
I know, it's tough.
But I would say, like, in my first documentary, Asylant, it's the story of refugees in Germany through their own eyes. In Gleis 11, it's the relationship between me and my grandfather, which I never had the chance to get to know. In Rebels, it's actually the balance between art and activism, I would say. Mm-hmm. And in Uncivilized, it's the perspective of mostly migrants, Muslim or migrants, minorities, and how their life has changed after incidents like 9/11.
The making of a film or series takes a long time, several years, and I think for independent productions, sometimes much, much longer.
Sure.
How hard is it for you to say goodbye to the story that you spend so much time with and the people you spend so much time with and to let them out into the world?
To be honest here, for me, it doesn't feel like a goodbye. It actually feel more like now it's beginning. I don't make movies for myself. So when I decide to produce or direct a movie, I do that since I believe there are people out there who want to watch that movie and who are interested in that issue. So it feels like now this movie arrives where it actually should arrive. So it's actually the feeling of release more than saying goodbye.
Yeah. And I have a few rapid fire questions for you as well.
Sure.
Is there a particular story that you would still like to tackle?
Yeah, I would love to get deeper in the mental health issue, especially in combination with migration. I find that very interesting.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about the work of a director and producer, mainly from people outside of the film industry?
I would say that you have to be a loud extrovert character. In my internship, there was one producer who told me that I can't be a producer or director when not being the strongest voice in the office or on set. Mm-hmm. I think that's bullshit. I would call myself an introvert and silent character who loves to listen to others a lot. Yeah, and I think this is one of the huge misconceptions.
Mm-hmm. You've mentioned earlier your first film premiered 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. How has the work changed over the course of those years? And that can be an external change or an internal one, as in how you yourself approach the work.
I would say, like, the German film industry and also other film industries often enough told stories without the authenticity. So when a group of men is telling you a female story, or when mostly white people are trying to tell you how racism feels, when privileged people are trying to tell you how poverty feels.
The wonderful white savior trope.
Yeah. And this was done a lot. And actually, I think this is changing right now, thanks God. And I think that's very important that this changes.
Yeah. And that it doesn't disappear again.
Exactly.
And... finally, can you share which project you are or maybe will be working on next?
There are some projects, but to mention one, I'm really happy to produce Bilal Bahadur's next film and his first cinema feature, which we are currently creating, and which also is a very, very special perspective on relationship between migrants, minority in Germany, about responsibility, about religion. So yeah, I'm very, very happy to produce that film.
Great. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today. It was lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.